Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are back on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Before we continue, I just want to say Charlie Toon is the best dressed person in this studio because he has one of those incredible mizzen main shirts on right now. That's spectacular, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I love them. I have over a dozen now.
You may want to speak into the mic.
They don't wrinkle.
They don't wrinkle.
Good.
Yeah. Slim fit. And you could wear that 12 hours today in the 90-degree weather and feel like you're in
That's
a cotton
right.
T-shirt.
That's why I wore it today. Mm.
Charlie's been in radio since ever. Marconi, and yet when he talks, he's 2 feet away from the microphone.
I mean, always.
I never understood.
I could have sworn you were talking. I didn't want to say it in front of one of your sponsors, but you were talking, and I think one of your teeth went flying out. I mean, it was like you just took a high stick or something, man. Like, so we got to look for your tooth because there may be a missing tooth somewhere on the floor here in the studio. We don't want to leave that for the people who are on
what's
later.
What's going on with Stan Kroenke and Winslow? Yeah. Give us the Cliff Notes version.
What's this rumor you heard?
Rumor? Okay. What'd you say, Frank? I'm sorry?
The Cliff Notes version of this Stan Kroenke saga.
Okay, the Cliff Notes. You know, and now you're asking me for Cliff Notes. I mean, this is...
No, you got to edit yourself. We have sponsors.
Okay, no.
Answer the question. This is not a blue question.
Okay,
answer.
So we all know who Alan Borenstein is, correct?
Yeah.
And he has acted as...
That's who told you this?
No.
No, he wouldn't say anything negative about Stan.
He has acted as Stan Kroenke's personal attorney, representing
That's
a lot
right.
of his entities for... Close to 25 years.
Really, I know that. Andy.
Okay. And so...
And many people believe he constructed the paperwork that made
no,
the
he
city
did.
Look
he
like...
No, he did.
Right.
I don't think
Ledoux High Grad, 1975.
Yeah, I mean, so he wrote the, you know, the letter to the NFL explaining why St. Louis is no longer capable of, you know, being a good team for, you know, good city for the National Football League and why they should go to L.A. and all that type of stuff. So, here's the issue. There was an article actually originally in the St. Louis Business Journal back in July 24th, 2019. And so we followed that up, talked to many people who are on my staff who have given me some great information on this, that Wentzville is moving forward with a multi-million dollar project that is being spearheaded by a project or a development called Wentzville Bend Development. And the lawyer representing Wentzville Bend Development is Alan Borenstein, which they are constructing a 140,000-square-foot shopping center on 35 acres. And the city of Wentzville is using a community improvement district in order to raise funds to do two phases of the development. The first phase involves creating a $40 million recreation center, and the CID will generate $3.9 million in revenue, which will be done by issuing a 1% sales tax that'll occur within the district in order to fund borrowing by the city of Wentzville to construct the project. On the other side, there's an additional CID with a 0.5% sales tax, you know, which will generate another $400,000. So,
public money going to a project.
Public money going to a project. Now, anyone with a half a brain understands that Borenstein works for Kroenke. He will not identify to the city of Wentzville who his primary investor is. He will not tell them who it is.
So has he already gotten the public money?
He has not gotten the public money. And this is why we're bringing light to this, because there has got to be approval from the aldermen in Wentzville, as well as residents who live within the guidelines of the CID. They're going to have to approve it.
Does everybody know now?
And
these aldermen know?
We're letting them know now. I mean, how could they not know? Alan Borenstein, who is the guy who basically helped, you know, to us no longer having a football team. And many people, and from what I'm being told, doesn't even permanently live in St. Louis anymore, lives in California, is doing this and not identifying who his investor is. Okay? And...
do we know how much money they're getting tax-wise? Or?
Well, and let me just say in terms of what they, you know, what they believe it would generate: $3.9 million in revenue for one, another one $400,000 a year. These are yearly revenues, and this is in addition to multiple other shopping centers that Kroenke already owns in Wentzville. So, if you're a resident of Wentzville, listen, Kroenke can do whatever he wants. This is a free world. But why would the city of Wentzville do anything to help this guy? He doesn't need the money, yet he's asking for the community to provide financial aid to help him construct these developments. why would you support Bornstein? Why would the city of Wentzville support Bornstein? And in essence, why would you support Stan Kroenke and give him your money, taxpayers' money, to help him profit in our city that he trashed just a few short months ago?
And this is difficult because if it does create jobs and it does bring in a lot
of
revenue. But I'm wondering if there's someone else out there.
Alternate plan?
Yeah,
any other
if
developer?
There is, then Stan, you're finishing second and you're done. But there is a little bit of dilemma.
Stan got powerful. Mm-hmm. Stan is powerful.
He is.
You know, I mean, you talk about this is a twofold situation.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
He had been rumored for a little bit anyway, Andy, but you keep your mouth shut. No, I'm not talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
But this could be a two-win situation. And, see, this is why we become a small-town, Petticoat Junction city.
Mm-hmm.
We want to still trash Stan Kroenke. I know we do. But if you're going to help people, you're going to help tax revenue.
He's helping himself. He's asking.
I know he's helping
himself.
He
doesn't need help from the community. He doesn't need their money. Let's be honest here, right?
But you give them away jobs. That's the key. That's what this community
Well, that's
needs.
What we need to know
but
from Wentzville.
But then here's the deal.
Yeah.
Build your development.
And
why
then,
do you need the city of Wentzville?
Well, you're a businessman. You do every kind of thing you can to create for your own business. He's a businessman.
No, that's true.
He's
not
a charitable organization.
IKEA comes in. They get all kinds of tax breaks. They're a multi-billion-dollar company. I agree with Charlie Tuna that that's typically how business is done. But if I'm Wentzville, I'd say I want to know who I'm doing business
Who's
with.
Who's the investor? Why won't you identify who the investor is?
And if another investor gets involved, Stan Kroenke can still rule the show. So this is not. I'm glad you brought that up. Finally, I didn't want to say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm glad you brought
it up. Andy, do you know if it's gaining much traction in terms of protests and
No, I don't think people know about
this
it.
This is just to get
really?
The word out.
I don't
now.
Think
no
anybody
knows.
And so, I mean, you can react and to it however you feel suit, whatever. I mean, if you want to look at it like, hey, we're building jobs, getting an opportunity for people here in St. Louis in the city of Wentzville, where he's already built a couple of different shopping centers, you can look at it that way. But you just wonder why Alan Bornstein is not identifying who his main investor is.
Well, you don't.
And
see,
and why he needs taxpayer money to make this happen.
How come the alderman didn't know more about this?
Yeah.
Well, this also happened in Maryland Heights a couple of years ago.
Yes,
he worked on a development
there.
And Alan Bornstein went to all the meetings in Maryland Heights or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, is this for Stan? You working with Stan? And
right.
He was like, oh, no, I'm with the Smith Acme company. And they're like,
listen,
no, you're not.
Alan
and it just went away.
Alan Bornstein is no more than a minority investor or is going to, he's not profiting
of course,
off this.
Of course.
He's nearly
of
as
course.
Much as Kroenke will be, right?
But you look at Wentzville as compared to Maryland Heights. This will help Wentzville out more than Maryland Heights.
Well,
what Maryland Heights has going.
In one way, it kind of reminds me, it's somewhat similar to the big national story over the summer when Amazon was going to go to New York and create jobs and incredible revenue. And they were, they get money back, like what Kroenke is, they get taxpayer money. And so AOC, she started this huge protest, and she actually played a major role in Amazon pulling out, and it was the most ridiculous thing ever because we created jobs and generated so much revenue.
But here's Alan Bornstein that just
That's
told the National
example.
Football League a few years ago how bad the city is, and now he's looking to profit off of building in the city of St. Louis.
Right. You could say
he's looking to profit off of building in Wentzville.
Well, in the region. I think they also pointed at the
suburb. A suburb of St. Louis.
There's a lot of difference,
okay.
Man.
Now, I believe if you read the papers, it mentions the region. But I think the city of Wentzville and the people who spend money and pay taxes there have a right to know where their money is going, and the people in charge, the Board of Aldermen, and the city planners,
they need,
answers. They should demand answers and then say, this is the only proposal we have, folks. What do you want to do?
And exactly, allow the residents to make that decision. Do you want the shopping center here
residents,
if you know that money's going back to Kroenke, or do you feel like you're not being given the full
information? Do the residents
information?
Of Wentzville care about what Stan Kroenke tried?
Let them decide.
They may not know.
Let them decide.
We can let them decide. They may not care as much as about that as much as the people living in closer to the city of St. Louis or in St. Louis. Something like this happened in St.
But
Louis,
why
would
you
be dead in the water?
But I love the fact that Stan, Mr. Powerful and multi-billionaire, has to hide his own name.
He's a businessman.
Why? He should be able to put his name. No, put
he
your
should.
Name on.
Don't,
he
don't
knows.
Put your name out there until it's necessary.
Here's the solution.
He knows why.
Somebody calls Steinberg. He hates Kroenke. And also a billionaire, he could step in and take this project.
That's interesting because they had that business together, THF. It was started and it was called To Have Fun. And I'm pretty sure now they despise each other. I would love it if he's a very philanthropic guy.
I don't think there's a relationship there.
People are leaving voicemails
That's
for Alderman and Winston's
speak. Oh, wow, they're leaving voicemails for the Alderman.
Turn up
Andy
the strict.
Strickland.
Let's
way
turn
to
it
go.
Up. But, Andy Hockey.
But you know,
man, I shouldn't say nothing.
Here's what I don't understand. I just don't understand why Bornstein is fronting for Stan Kroenke. You know,
like, he gets paid to do it.
But that's his job.
Well, I get that.
He does his dirty work. Remember,
just,
I said that to the commissioner.
There's a video sent to me by my staff, and it had Martin Kilcoyne's question to Kroenke, where he you referred to him as Kroenke and Demoff, or excuse me, Bornstein and Demoff doing all the dirty work, and I love the facial expression from Roger Goodell.
Kind of laughed at me.
I've
he
got
did.
Several hours.
You should have had a follow-up.
Badge of honor.
On my show that can't stand Stan Kroenke. Several large advertisers on my show that can't stand Stan Kroenke. Mm-hmm. Charlie B, tread lightly on this deal.
Right.
Tread lightly.
Yeah, so I don't know why he's refusing to identify his investor. I think that's if he was up front and just let the people decide. Cuz I understand what you're saying. Hey, the city of Wentzville, I mean, they already have two major shopping centers out there that have been developed by Kroenke. I mean, it has a Walmart and all these other stores and whatever. You know, so I mean,
he's such a genius,
he's
man.
He's developing property.
How did he develop all these Walmart properties?
They're not being truthful, you know, in terms of the transparency.
That's what Billy Bush was building his brewery until they pulled the kibosh on that. They were going to Wentzville. Wentzville now is very, very prime land.
Yes,
that's not in dispute.
The GM plant moved there several moons ago because it's the same situation.
No, Wentzville being a desirable area is not really the issue.
So they've got their hand out. They'll take Kroenke's money if
Thank
it means
you.
Developing.
Well,
unless they have another option. Right. And nobody knows what else is in play right now out there.
So I just think, listen, local television stations, Fox 2, KSDK, KMOV.
Channel 46.
Them yo people, right?
I mean, Mr. Gary is on it as we speak.
I want everybody to get on this, okay?
And
let's get some answers, and then we'll make our decision in terms of what's best for the city of Wentzville and the city of St. Louis.
Running for office?
Let's get some information here. No, me and Andy Kranziff. Yeah, we're going to run for mayor. So get on this. Email your news
department. Nice story. When you called me this morning.
Tell Molly Rose to come to my house, and we can talk about this,
Frank,
okay?
Frank, you called me earlier this morning. I got something to tell you. You're not going to like it.
Frank, I want to let you know, early in your career, you're a businessman, and you want to make it in the real estate world, and you're going to develop strip malls. And I'm going to tell you, though, we'll start by giving you Walmart as your anchor tenant. Now go out and see if you can make that work. Wow, that seemed to work pretty well. Your anchor tenant is Walmart. How'd you get that contract? Boy, how did that happen?
People just texted in with the aldermen's names and phone numbers. Let me just give out one to someone. So if you want to call an alderman and let them know how you feel, this is Brian, and it's Brian Haar, 636-466-6006. 636-466-6006, Brian.
And especially if you live in the Wentzville area, voice your concerns or ask
especially
questions.
Especially within the boundaries
well, that's what I'm saying,
of
yeah.
the CID.
Well, the aldermen have got to take it up, too, with the people that vote for
them.
Well,
they got to approve it, too.
Yeah, they got to approve it. So.
So we're just in the beginning stage. But you know what? I believe the date for this, and I'll have this for you.
Maybe they need a little public forum for this, huh?
Yeah,
a little TV cameras out there.
Yeah, so let me give you a date here.
I want Frank to show up at that town hall in Wentzville, and I want Stan to show up. And Frank, good to see you again.
August 14th, I believe, is the next aldermanic meeting.
August
14th.
August 14th, that's soon.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Charlie Tuna, if Mike Schultz are raisin, what is Stan Kroenke? Cantaloupe?
Very good man.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
We got a break. And OJ's innocent. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.